This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Now to another complicated trade story, this time in our own backyard. Earlier this year, Congress passed legislation to establish export controls for emerging technology, potentially limiting American companies from selling certain tech abroad, tech that could be used to threaten national security. But deciding which technology should be restricted can be tricky, Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
Bill Nordgren runs a software company in Utah, and he actually heard about the possibility of new export controls from a distributor he works with in China.
I think what had happened was one of our competitors picked up on it, and then they're using it already as a marketing campaign,
saying to the distributor, hey, work with us instead. That American product, it might not be available here anymore. Nordgren's company, Flexim, makes 3D simulation software.
Allows you to build a factory or a process line on a computer and animate it.
Like a SimCity version of your factory. You can see how it'd react to changes, like adding an extra machine before you actually do it.
For example, Tesla uses our software to simulate their automotive manufacturing lines.
Exports make up about half of Flexim's business. Nordgren doesn't think of simulation software as an emerging technology. His company's been developing it since 1993. But it's a kind of logistics technology which is on the list the Commerce Department is reviewing to see if they should be subject to export restrictions. That could mean requiring companies to apply for a license to be able to sell abroad. At this point, the list includes broad categories like artificial intelligence, biotech, robotics. Ed Black is the president of the Computer and Communications Industry Association.
It is, in fact, potentially very sweeping and could impact, depending on how it evolves, a very wide number of companies, industries, and a big part of the economy.
It's still really early in this process, so it's hard to know what any export controls might look like in the end, how much technology they may actually cover. One thing the government will look at is how widely available these technologies are outside the U.S.
Often, the key factor is whether or not you have the ability to exclusively control the product.
Another factor, how export controls might affect the development of new technologies. Black says American firms benefit from global markets and interacting with scientists and competitors around the world.
If you try to bottle it all up, you may stifle the innovation, growth, and knowledge inherent, and therefore you actually hurt your ability to stay avant-garde because you're not interacting and learning from others.
Figuring out where to draw the line, what emerging tech to protect, can be really hard. Andy Scheuer is a trade lawyer with the law firm Sidley Austin.
It's breathtaking in its aspirations. Whether it will end up with a broad set of new restrictions, we just don't know.
This process isn't exclusive to China, but Scheuer says it's largely driven by fears that China will gain access to U.S. technology and use it against us. Technology, he says, is the main battleground of the ongoing U.S.-Chinese trade war, the one that really matters.
This is the trade war, not the tariffs per se. The focus on tariffs seems so old-fashioned, you know, it's about widgets. When you think about real value in the economy, is really based on technology. And so the movement of technology is, I think, much more likely to define winners and losers going forward than the application of border restrictions on goods.
And while tariffs have come directly from the White House, these export controls were a congressional initiative. One Scheuer says predates the Trump administration and will likely outlast him as well. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.